It's the Finsiders with your host, Jesse Agler.
Welcome back to the show. Sunday's win over the Chargers was obviously a big deal for a lot of reasons for this Dolphin team. And one of the big reasons for the win was one play in particular. It was a 39-yard touchdown for Charles Clay. The tight end had six catches for 90 yards. He now joins us live in studio. Welcome back. And first off, congrats on the win. Obviously, for this team right now, you guys needed that one, and you went out there and you got it, I guess.
Yeah, it was big, you know, just to, for the team's morale, you know, with everything we've been dealing with. I mean, just to go out there and to show everybody that we're a focused and a close group, and to be able to go out there and beat a good San Diego team was big.
The touchdown was a lot of fun for a lot of reasons, watching it. I'm sure doing it was fun as well. But it was a big-time individual effort. Not to say other guys didn't do things to help you get to that point, but there came a moment in that play when it was Charles Clay against the San Diego Chargers, and Charles Clay won. Coach Philbin talked about it, and he says, look, sometimes a guy's just got to step up, do something, make a play, and that can turn a game, and that's what happened. Take us through what was going through your head. All right, you make the catch, whatever, and then all of a sudden it's a couple blue jerseys, and it didn't seem to matter much to you.
I mean, at the time, all I was thinking, I caught the ball, and all I could think was just get north and south as fast as I could. Obviously, being that close to the end zone, you know, you see the end zone, and you break one tackle, and then it's, the only thing going through my head is do whatever you can to get in this end zone. And at the time, I was just trying to make a play to spark the team, and it worked out pretty good.
Charles, I want to talk about a couple of things. You have 42 catches this year, 21 for first down, which is awesome. That's the most important thing, moving those chains. But also, you have almost 180 yards of, you know, yardage after contact. I mean, that's what we just saw in that touchdown run, man. You take pride in that. First of all, knowing where those chains are, but two, you see these little guys in front of you. You enjoy running through them like that?
I mean, that's always been something that I've harped on. You know, anytime you make a catch, my thing is I always try to make that first guy miss. And usually when you do that, you know, good things will happen. So that's pretty much been my, you know, kind of what I hang my hat on.
You've also had five carries this year for 15 yards. Let's get such that real quick, too. A couple first downs. You rather catch it or you like running it more?
I like to catch the ball. You know, I like to get back there and mix it up with the running backs a little bit, too, though.
Charles, what has been the difference between this year and last year? I mean, I know you're getting a lot of opportunities this year, but last year you seemed to get some opportunities as well. But You seem like you're playing with a lot more confidence, and it seems like Ryan Tannehill is coming to you a lot more often. He is, you're almost like his safety blanket.
I mean, obviously, you know, I do a lot of things different this year. You know, after, you know, playing behind guys like Anthony Fasano and getting to work with a Dustin Keller for the time I did, you know, you see the way those guys carry themselves on and off the field. And, I mean, it goes a long way. You know, you put in the hard work, not only – when you're here, but when you go home. And I don't feel like it's a coincidence that good things start to happen whenever you work that hard. So that's pretty much, I mean, from my diet and, you know, I pretty much just trying to be a pro, you know, not only in the building, but outside the building as well.
Really good stuff. Charles Clay is here, six catches, 90 yards, including the 39-yard touchdown the other day. Is that a fun one in film study? I mean, you know, that play, is that one of those where everybody's watching it and you get to sit back and enjoy it a little?
It is pretty fun. You know, you hear the hoops and hollers of your teammates. That's always a big thing. But, I mean, like I said, it was a play that sparked the team, and I feel like, you know, it was a big play in that game, obviously. And, you know, I just had to step up and happen to make a play.
You know, and I think that's the most important thing about it, Charles. Every time you catch the ball, you seem to run with this energy and this fire. Kind of like you and Rashard Matthews seem like this type of guys. Even when Brian Hartline gets going and sometimes with Mike, you get that ball, you guys kind of energize the rest of the group. You guys have like, you know, this thing where, I mean, you're kind of like a wide receiver to me when you're out there, because you're out there a lot of times, three wide receiver set, four wide receiver sets, but you're running routes too. When you catch that ball, though, man, the energy you bring to that offense seems like it becomes a little contagious.
Yeah, I mean, and my coach always says, you know, don't wait on somebody else to make the play. You know, you be that guy to spark the team. And usually, you know, big plays happen after a catch, you know, whether it's a short route. Like I said, I hang my hat on making the first guy miss, and usually big things will happen. So, I mean, to take a play like that, and guys like Rashard, you know, they do a good job as well.
I want to talk a little bit about another tight end who's really stepped up his game, another number 84, and Michael Agnew. What has been the difference between this year and last year, and how much has he truly grown this year and from what you see?
I mean, just his mindset is completely different from how it was last year. Last year, you can kind of tell he was, you know, he's a young guy. He's kind of feeling his way around. But this year, I mean, he went and had a talk with Coach Campbell. I remember one day in meetings, and I guess he didn't have a good practice. I said, and Coach was, you know, come, let me talk to you after practice. And he came out a completely different person the next day. And, I mean, he's carried himself. He's always been an unselfish guy, but now it's like, okay, you need a fullback, just let me get one rep at fullback, and I'm going to make the most of it. And that's where it started. I mean, training camp one day, he got a rep at fullback, and went in there and laid a hit on a guy, and the doors have just been opening. I mean, he's a tight end, so, I mean, he does the things running routes. So, you know, I tell him all the time, the more you can do, the better, which is something people told me coming out. So, I mean, just the way he works and carries himself is completely different.
Charles Clay is here. You just mentioned the more you can do, the better. That was certainly your motto, it would seem, at Tulsa, because, you know, they lined you up all over the place. And we've talked about this before when you've been in here. It was tight end, fullback, H-back, wildcat, running back, tight end. I've probably named all of the offensive positions. I was just going to say, that's one we've never discussed, and I somehow only heard that recently. I didn't realize you lined up a defensive end also.
I did. When you're at small schools, you can get away with stuff like that.
I had only heard that recently. So, okay, what kind of defensive end were you, and are you ever given, like, tips to Cam Wake or anything like that?
No. It was just spot rushing. You know, third down, my coach asked me, hey, you know, would you like to rush the passer on third down? And, you know, initially I thought it was kind of a joke. I was like, yeah, I don't mind. And he's like, all right, after practice, you're going to go down with the defensive line coach and work with him. And so he would do that like every day, have me down there. And I played a game and had like 6 snaps at defensive end and ended up getting a sack. So I kind of throw that out there every time I talk to a defensive player.
That's definitely one you can hang your hat on, I guess, moving forward. Not a lot of offensive guys can say they picked up a sack in college. A lot of questions coming in from our guys in the live chat. Most of them, though, it's stuff we've already talked about. Jamesy wants to know if you have any pets. So it's not a good question, but it's something that we haven't actually talked about. Do you have any pets?
I do. I have two dogs. I have a Rottweiler German Shepherd mix, and I just got a called a Dogo Argentino. I just got it last night. So pretty hype
right
about
on time.
That was
right
a timely
there.
Question.
Yeah. You must have sold it to him, huh?
James, you must know something. Rob Ryan says, being so versatile is a bonus from a coaching standpoint, but is it sometimes difficult to get familiar with different positions on the offense for guys like you?
Obviously, learning multiple positions is always difficult, but playing multiple positions is something I've always, you know, hung my hat on. You know, some people like to say the jack of all trades, but master of none. I'm the type of guy, you know, I'm trying to master more than one thing, and that's kind of been the thing, I hang my hat on. So I feel like it helps in a lot of ways, you know, whether, you know, you have a player go down here, you know, you don't have to panic, oh, we need to bring someone else in. I feel like I can just step up in that role, and I feel like it serves me well.
Big game this weekend, obviously, the team at 5-5 with Carolina Panther team coming in. First, did you get a chance to watch those guys play a little bit on Monday? I know you probably watched some film since, other than the TV copy. And two, they've got a couple of good linebackers that probably match up with you a little bit in this game, and Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis. How do you feel about the matchup, and, you know, are you excited about this opportunity to go out there and continue on this role that you've been on as a tight end, H-back, fullback, the whole nine?
Right, yeah, I'm real excited. You know, anytime you get to step out on the football field, it's always a privilege. So, I mean, anytime I get the chance to go out there and play this game that I love to play, I mean, I'm always excited. But when you get to go out and compete against, you know, two of the top players in the league, you know, it's obviously going to be a challenge. I know that. But anytime you get that chance, I mean, I'm always looking forward to it. I mean, I know those guys are too. But, I mean, it'll be fun. Like I said, I'm looking forward to it. You know, they're two of the better linebackers in the league. And, I mean, that defense in general is one of the best in football.
Now, you know, you can't sneak by anybody now. You're gonna be part of what they're game planning against. So
right.
You're gonna be eyed. You know, they're gonna be looking at you this weekend like they've been doing the last few weeks. So, are you ready for that amount of attention you're about to draw this weekend?
Yeah, I am. Like I said, those linemen, they do a good job of banging tight ends, you know, on the way out and things like that. So I don't expect any kind of free releases out there.
Yeah, what is the mentality of this football team now? I know we got a win under our belt last week, and we all know there's some distractions that are going on with this Miami Dolphin team. But after this win, what has been the focus of this team, and what has been the mindset of this team?
You know, we got 6 games left. Obviously, we're going one game at a time. But our main focus is, you know, trying to win out these last 6. I mean, it's a close group. So with all the distractions and things going on, I feel like it's only made this group closer. And I feel like it makes us a better team at the end of the day, you know. But our main focus is just being 1-0 this week, is just winning this game. And I feel like the guys have been doing a good job working hard and putting all the distractions behind them.
Makes a lot of sense. Great stuff, as always. Tight end Charles Clay coming off a big game against San Diego, and he's been a big part of the success that the Dolphins have had on offense this year. Thanks for coming in, man. Appreciate it. Have a great week, and good luck Sunday.
Thank you for having me.
Always our pleasure, man.